Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart in Conscious Connection. I'm very glad you're listening today, and I have the fantastic Dr. Kimberly Woods, who's the owner of Mystical Awakenings in Palm Desert. She is just amazing. Her center in Palm Desert is just great. I'm so pleased to be doing my first Constellation Healing Workshop there on June 30th, but she has a great event coming up on July 7th called A Taste of Wellness. And let's get her on the line so we can talk about that forthcoming event. Hello, Dr. Kimberly.
Hi, Gary. How you doing?
Hey, how are you? I'm so glad to have you on Conscious Connection again. And I'm very excited about the events that are happening in Mystical Awakenings in Palm Desert, right on El Paseo. So I was just telling our guests, rather than going into the long bio, which we can get to later, your July 7th Taste of Wellness is coming up, and you're offering all these, almost like a smorgasbord of alternative modalities, from sacred geometry to sanctuary meditation to astral travel, and 10 power sessions guaranteed to change your life. So tell us more about the Taste of Wellness that's coming up in July 7th.
In the Taste of Wellness, the sanctuary meditation and all that are other things that we're offering, but on July 7th in the Taste of Wellness, we have 20-minute sessions that people can sign up for, and they're $27 a session. If you do three sessions or more, then they go down to $25, and they can choose from things like Reiki, Theta healings, crystal readings, light infusion, Ayurveda, sinus massage. We've got a beamer table and hemp oil samples and acupressure and massage. We've got like anything and everything that you could think of to try. We have.
Great. That's so wonderful. That's... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just that people then they can. We have it from 12 to 5, and you can come in any time throughout that time and pick and choose a session. And it, like you said, it's a smorgasbord, but it's a smorgasbord of wellness.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. So if people decide to do sacred geometry, whatever, what type of tools will they gain from being in that class, which is on a different day? Well, you just have that anyway as an ongoing with sacred geometry, right, at the center?
Yeah, so Taste of Wellness is one event that we've got going on. Sacred geometry is something I offer about every 5 weeks, so I've got it coming up June 23rd, 1 to 5, and also have it July 28th, 1 to 5. So June 23rd, which is a Saturday, or July 28th. And the reason why I sometimes title it Tools for Lightworkers, because so many lightworkers are so empathic that they end up taking so much on from other people. And so one of the things that you learn in sacred geometry is you learn how to grid and seal a room using sacred geometry. I actually inscribe the first three keys of heaven in your auric field, and you use that to grid a room. And so that helps to keep out any kind of negative energy, and it's a tool that lightworkers can use. Plus, I also teach them how to set a magic circle in terms of creating sacred space, and how to build an altar and create a temple. So all that happens in sacred geometry.
That's wonderful. So whatever modality they use, and that can be for any modality, even my constellation.
Anybody can use that. That's right. Anybody can use it. In fact, I didn't know, but when I took sacred geometry with Mystery School, I didn't know that I was going to be using it in every single class I took after that point. Every single class I've ever taken with the Mystery School has involved sacred geometry. And then when you take the class, you learn that there are actually 72 levels of sacred geometry. I mean, this stuff is so profound in how you use it. So, yes, it's definitely a tool for lightworkers.
That's excellent. You have so much to offer there. I just want to let our listeners know at Conscious Connection that it's a wonderful place. I'm thrilled to be doing my first constellation workshop there on June 30th. And you also have rentals for light workers too, which is wonderful. I want our listeners to know, people who do alternative modalities out there, that there is a place you can call home with very reasonable rental rates. On the first floor or second floor, and my workshops are going to be on the second floor in a beautiful space that will hold easily, would you say 20 to 30 people easily on the second floor?
We actually, if you don't have to move around very much, we actually have 50 chairs, and you can fit 50 chairs in the room that you're going to use, Gary. If people need to move around, of course, you're going to use less chairs. But we do have small, medium, and large rooms, and we've got them, as you said, both downstairs and upstairs, and we rent 1 hour, 4 hour, a half a day, a full day, or monthly. So we've got lots of space people can use.
Yeah, and that's absolutely wonderful because there's nothing like it that I've found in the desert area. And I know tons, I belong to the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, so there's tons of alternative healers out there in the desert here who do Ayurveda, and you name it, it's done. And so there's a place you can make your home to either start your practice or bring your practice there, which I'm personally very excited about here. And so you also do like weekly meditations there. Is that the sanctuary meditations that happen weekly?
The meditation that happens weekly is on a Monday night at 6 p.m., and that's called MaxMed. And a lot of people will say, I can't meditate, or I can't meditate more than 5 minutes. I actually give you like five different meditation techniques that you can go home and use immediately. And people at the end always say, oh, my God, an hour's up already? And it works out so great for them. And if you are an experienced meditator, it works well too, because it doesn't matter what level you're at. The tools work for everyone. But the actual class that I'm offering is called Sanctuary Meditation. And in that class, I also sometimes call it Meet Your Higher Self. That's different than MaxMed, even though they both have meditation in the title. So sanctuary meditation, I actually teach you how to find your own personal sanctuary. We all have one, but many people don't know that they do. And I teach you using sacred geometry. I teach you how to get into your sanctuary, and then I introduce you to your higher self. So that's oftentimes like people go, well, I know I have a higher self, or maybe they don't even know that, but they don't know necessarily how to meet their higher self. So I help you with an introduction and set the stage for that. So I sometimes call that class Meet Your Higher Self.
Great. And you also do things with astral travel. So I find that absolutely fascinating. Would you like to share with our Conscious Connection listeners a little bit about astral travel?
Well, let me go back to the sanctuary meditation. So that's offered the day after Sacred Geometry on June 24th from 3 to 5:30. It's only 2.5 hours, but it's also offered July 29th, also again from 3 to 5:30. So that's just coming up next weekend. So that's something people could potentially set aside and come either Saturday for Sacred Geometry or Sunday for sanctuary meditation. So astral travel. I like to say, you know how we'll say, oh, I want to travel the world. I said, well, how about travel the universe? You know, like why limit it to the world? You know. So what we do is we tell you a little bit about the difference between astral travel and sometimes people call it astral projection. We eliminate some myths about people thinking that they're going to, float away and they have to somehow attach themselves to, this earth with some kind of golden cord, and that's not true either. But we do teach you how to safely astral travel, and again, we teach you using sacred geometry. So we're back to that one again. But we take you up into the seventh spiritual dimension, and then from there, you can go anywhere. So one of the first places we take you in astral travel is to your Akashic Records. And for those who don't know what Akashic Records are, it's the place where you go every night and you record everything that you did or said throughout the day, good, bad, indifferent, it doesn't matter. So you can go and you can look at your Akashic Records from any time in your life and check out your Akashic Records. You can also check out the Akashic records of others who have died for more than 50 years ago. And so you can spend some time in the Akashic records, but up in the seventh spiritual dimension, you can also go to healing pools, or from there, you can go to places on this planet like the Great Pyramids or the Great Wall in China or, you know, the Taj Mahal or somewhere else that you might want to go. And or you can leave this world and you can go to Pleiades. You can go to, you know, somewhere else that you want to travel to. You can go to Mars, Venus, Jupiter, or some other place that you want to go. So we give you the opportunity to do that and teach you all the things that you need to know about astral travel.
And when you do visit these other dimensions or location, like I'm intrigued by Pleiades. I've read lots of information, even from the Hopi tribe, that kind of earthlings emanated from that star system. Do you get to interact, or is it just more that you're observing these different locations when you're astral traveling?
So I'll give you a little bit, a few secrets of what I teach in the class. So one of the things is that we teach about respect, right? So let's say you want to go visit, let's say, someone here on Earth. If you haven't asked them first and you show up, we would consider that rude. And so one of the things that we talk about is if you go to another planet and you get too close, they're probably going to see you or they're going to sense you. And so if they don't know why you're there, they could consider it an intrusion. So to be very clear about how do you do that in a way that is respectful or communicates ahead of time or is a distant enough that you can be an observer without interfering. It's like if a galactic being was here and showed up in your bathroom. You'd be like, what the hell are you doing here? Right. So we talk a little bit about, you know, boundaries and why that's important. But yes, they could. Some people have had very detailed conversations with galactic beings, for sure.
Oh, that's more than intriguing. I've been a subscriber to Nexus magazine out of Australia for years, and some of the stories they have in there are just absolutely intriguing to me. They're very exciting. So that's wonderful. Now, also, why would someone do the astral travel? Just out of curiosity.
Astral travel is, it's a skill, and it's a skill that as light workers or somebody who's trying to develop their various abilities, it's a skill that we all need to work on, because we don't just get answers in this 3D reality. We need to remember who we are, that we're eternal beings that are beyond this physical world, which means that we're trying to connect with various light beings, gods, goddesses, which means that we are potentially now trying to travel into or get into the seven spiritual dimensions to have those conversations. So, and whether people fully know or not, we have been working with galactic beings for a while now, and they have a very, very important role in our planet for where we're moving and what's coming up in the new paradigm. So communications that we're doing with galactic beings that are here in our world and working with us, galactic beings that are farther away with various light beings, astral travel helps in all of that kind of work.
It's wonderful. I hope some people who do this write some books about it, because it's so fascinating. It's so intriguing to me, and I just think it's wonderful. And I would think we could use some support from galactic beings right now, seeing as the state of Earth, and especially politically, and just the whole planet seems to be in a big crisis. And I would hope that we would heed any warnings or advice from big brother or big sisters out there, that's for sure. Now, the other thing is, yes, please.
Oh, I was going to say, they're helping us in so many ways that people don't even know or realize. But I was going to say astral travel is being offered at Mystical Awakenings on July 1st, again, from 1 to 5. So hopefully people can make it out for that. You were going to ask another question, Gary?
Oh, yeah. Well, now, like on Mondays, you have the sound bath and a max meditation. So I just want people to know that it's very active there, and there's something going on almost every day of the week here, so that they know, like on Mondays, you have the sound bath, which with Deborah Herzog, who's a very good friend of mine as well, from the Holistic Chamber. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the Monday sound bath?
Deborah moved in June the sound bath to Wednesdays and Fridays rather than Mondays, and that flyer has come out. So she's doing, I think she's doing one or two more for June, and then she has to travel for the rest of the summer. She brings in these lovely bowls and a type of a gong, and she takes you through various sounds that she just bathes you in for an hour, which is wonderful. And on Fridays, you can bring your pet. Cats and carriers, dogs can be on leashes, and then they can enjoy the sound bath with you. And we had, two or four dogs in a couple weeks ago, and they just laid down and enjoyed the whole thing. And then Deborah always brings treats for pets too, whether it's cats or dogs.
Yeah.
So, that people really like that. So that's on Fridays, and it's five to six. Wednesdays and Fridays, 5 to 6.
Wednesdays and Fridays, yeah. And then you also have the Max Meditations on Mondays as well.
Yep, Max Meditation on Monday at 6 o'clock. That's the one where I said I give you five different tools for how to meditate. And on Tuesdays, we have Reiki Shares, where you can get Reiki or give Reiki. They just take turns laying on a table, so you have a chance to practice Reiki. Wednesdays, we have Chakra Dance, where she'll take you through a different chakra each time, and you will dance to open up the chakra, and then at the end you'll draw what you experienced with kind of chalk and construction paper, and people make some of the most amazing, like, mandalas after that. So that's Chakra Dance. And so the sound bowls and chakra dance are on the same night. And then Thursdays, I always do a little talk on Thursdays. So I've talked about things that's from 6 to 7:15. I've talked about things like chakras, auras, crystals, energy work, healing in the new paradigm, archangels. I believe this next week the title is How to Be a Real Jedi.
Oh, lovely. Well, there's something contemporary people can relate to. That's fantastic. And yet, the Jedi actually is, anyone who knows about Joseph Campbell, it's just a mirror of all the hero's journey from generations before, kind of modernized by George Lucas, but it's the same archetype.
Archetype, that's right. We're always talking about archetypes.
Exactly. Now, is the Qigong still being offered as well with Jim Wetniger?
Qigong is offered both Wednesday and Friday. It's now 11 a.m. on, I forget, one is 11 a.m. I think it's Fridays at 11, I think, and then Wednesdays are at, I may have it switched around because I'm not looking at it.
Hopefully it's on the website for people to see the exact time. What happens in a Qigong class?
Well, Jim has been a teacher and a yoga instructor for years, he's been doing Qigong for, I don't know, it's like 7 years. So he just takes people through the steps of Qigong, and he gives you a lot of information about why it's important and what to do, and he models it for you and shows you all the steps, and that's about an hour. So people who've done that really, really enjoy it. Yep, Qigong. And then usually on the weekends, we have some kind of class, like the classes that I was talking about or the Taste of Wellness that people could participate in. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And also the Mystery School classes.
Right. Those are the Mystery School classes. Oh, and then we have yoga on Thursdays at 11 a.m. That's taught by Kelly Lewis. And she's been teaching yoga for a long time. What's that?
I think I met Kelly. She's a Holistic Chamber of Commerce member, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Yes, lovely. Uh-huh. Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And also this week, just to plug the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, we're meeting at Wildest Greens on the Solstice Day. That's the 21st this week. A lot of us will be there. If any of the lay public would like to come and meet us in person, I mean, they're certainly welcome to come to the meeting at Wildest Greens, 2 to 3:30. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people. And Kimberly, will you be there this week?
I will, and I believe the one that's happening in July will be happening at Mystical Awakenings. At least Deborah had asked me, and I think that that's going to take place. So if
Great.
People are participating in the Holistic Chamber, they'll also get to see the store then.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's a great organization as well, of alternative healers, which we both belong to. And it's a good way for the lay public to learn about the other things that are out there. And, you know, people can still go to their doctors and do all their Western medicine stuff. We don't pretend to be doctors in any way. But when you add these other modalities like Qigong, I know I was trained a little bit years ago in Baiyun Qigong, which is medical Qigong from China. And it's quite powerful. I should do it more than I do, and it's just very simple, but you really tune into your body at a deep level, which increases your health, your flexibility, very much like yoga. And the funny thing is a lot of people say this stuff is woo-woo, but don't forget, Western medicine is the new kid on the block that's only a couple hundred years old, and all of these modalities have been around for thousands of years. So we have 5,000, 10,000 years of human knowledge and practice on Earth that is so rich, and it's just some people have forgotten it, or we're so distracted by the Western medicine model of symptom relief, we forget that we can tune into Source from a variety of ways to really support our health, our healing, and well-being. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. I just came back. I go through training with the Mystery School maybe 4 or 5 times a year, and I just got back from Toronto. And there I had learned something that they've been practicing for a long time called etheric reconstruction. And basically what happens is whatever's showing up in the physical body started first in the etheric field. Something
right.
went off in the etheric field. It could be from, you know, drugs. It could be from extreme emotion. It could be from long time, like, abuses. And then it shows up in the physical body. And that's more what we would say is, oh, you know, people, they're now attaching, like, okay, is this cancer attached to something like that? Is this disease attached to something like that? So what we do in etheric reconstruction is we go into the 7 layers, inner layers of the first layer of the auric field, and we start to heal the spots in the etheric field, and it shows up then in the physical. And we've had people, literally people, healed of stage 4 brain cancer with this, all different kinds of ailments, because the physical is attached to the etheric. And you're right, that doesn't make sense to people in our Western world, because we say you don't feel well, take a pill, as opposed to,
right.
hey, these things are all connected, and there really is ancient knowledge that can help people.
Exactly. And, of course, as the disclaimer always goes, consult your physician for anything
always.
That ails you. But there are other ways to skin the cat, so to speak.
Not the kitties.
Well, you know what I mean. Metaphorically speaking. Now, the other thing I'm excited, we have a few minutes left, so I want to give people the location and all that information. But I signed up for the Empower Thyself Initiation, which is happening September 15th and 16th. Would you like to tell our listeners at Conscious Connection a little bit about that?
Yes. It's not meant for everyone, although I wish everyone in the world did it. I'm just going to tell you that right there. I'd say it's not meant for everyone, because not everyone is ready for it. If you're ready for it, oh my God, this thing will like strap you to a rocket and launch you. But that's just it, is not everybody is ready to say yes to that. And so it's a 2-day, 11 to 7, 11 to 8. We teach you every foundational teaching of the Mystery School that they've been holding on for 16,000 years. You end up, I think I said before that the will of God rotates clockwise, the will of nature and the universe rotates clockwise, but right now the will of humanity is rotating counterclockwise. And what this does, you get an initiation at the end of these 2 days, and it puts you back in a clockwise rotation. So people experience incredible flow, a lot of power, a lot of clarity, a lot of sense of purpose. But what you get is you get initiated into the lineage of King Solomon. So the Mystery School is attached to a lineage, and all of these teachings have been passed down through that lineage, and it hasn't been changed. It's been orally passed down. It's been held sacred. It's been in manuscripts. It's been locked away, and now they're sharing it. And so to go through this initiation is sacred. It's powerful. It's amazing. I wish everybody in the world would do it. All you have to do is just be ready for it and say yes. And so Gary's saying yes, which is wonderful.
Yes,
I'm so excited.
Absolutely. I'm more than
it's going
to
be a great weekend. Yes, and so in the initiation, I actually drop a sword on Gary's. I will be dropping a sword on Gary's shoulders and on his head and tell him that he is initiated into the lineage of King Solomon. It's very, very wonderful and powerful.
Oh.
So if you have any questions about that, please feel free to call me because I would love to tell you more. Yeah.
Absolutely, and I'm all signed up, so I'm very much looking forward to it. So, Dr. Kimberly, how do you like people to contact you to either book a session, and I'll give your address, too, of Mystical Awakenings on El Paseo. So how do you prefer to be contacted? We have another minute left or so before, so our listeners...
For personal sessions, they can just call my cell phone, which is 562-208-2248. 562-208-2248. Or they can call the store, which is the 760-636-1136. If you're booking a personal session, it's better to just talk to me directly so we can check calendars and find a time that works. But yes, I do a lot of different healing sessions besides teaching classes and would love to hear from any of your listeners. That would be wonderful.
Yes, yes. And I've had a couple, and I can say they're very powerful, and they're very subtle and very deep. So I've been pleased to be enlightened by these different approaches. And can they contact you by email if they have any questions at mysticalawakeningsinc@gmail.com?
They can. That would be great.
And the website, so our listeners know, is www.mysticalawakeningsinc.com. And the beautiful center is just absolutely gorgeous on El Paseo. And it's Mystical Awakenings is 73151 El Paseo Drive, Suite D in Palm Desert, California. And that's right off Monterey between Ocotillo and Sage. And there's plenty of parking in front of the store, but behind the store as well, there's a huge parking lot. So it's very easy to park, and just the stuff you sell there is absolutely incredible. The Buddhas and the sacred stuff and the artwork is just absolutely amazing. It's just one of the most beautiful centers I've ever seen. And I'm more than pleased to be doing my constellations there June 30th from noon to 4 p.m. I already have people driving in from San Diego and L.A. to be there, so I want to make a big splash for Mystical Awakenings, plus having such a beautiful place in the desert area, especially in the summer months, that people can go and learn new things.
Thank you so much, Gary. Thank you for your time, and thank you to all the listeners.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'll post all this on Facebook and on my social media and get you the live link for you to share as well. And this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. My guest is the wonderful Dr. Kimberly Woods, who is how would you call yourself? You're the owner of Mystical Awakenings in Palm Desert, and a talented healer in her own right, plus just so gracious to all alternative modalities out there. It's really an honor. I want to thank you, Dr. Kimberly, for taking this time, and I look very much forward to taking your courses and leading courses there and learning more about the Mystery Schools.
Thank you, Gary.
Great. And for our listeners of Conscious Connection, thank you so much for taking the time. And all the information with the website and contact information will be on the post for Conscious Connection on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and everywhere. It will be splashed everywhere. So please check out Dr. Kimberly Woods and Mystical Awakenings. And until we speak again, namaste.